very clear that the main outcome of it is a very strong solidarity with the Syrian people, trying to find a way forward which relieves some of the immediate dangers that they're facing and the problems that we all see on television, and working a long-term path forward. I think many speakers have noted how important it was that the Secretary General and the Secretary General of the Arab League announced the appointment of Kofi Annan, and this is something they clearly have a lot of hope for.
What does the appointment of Kofi Annan mean to the Syrian people, to the situation there?
Well, I think it's quite clear that he will try to do the work on the political side of issues so that over the long term, the people of Syria can have a government that they are comfortable with, that they believe represents them, and that they and represents them over in the future. They will also work on the immediate problems of stopping the violence, stopping the fighting that's going on. The other side of this is, of course, Valerie Amos, who is the Secretary General, announced he was going to be sending to Syria as soon as possible. To work directly on more humanitarian access to give some relief to the people that are being bombarded.
I understand Valerie Amos has yet to get approval from the Syrian government to enter. What's the prognosis for her getting into the country and for humanitarian access getting into the country?
I think it's getting better, the prognosis, but we will have to see the final thing and see what happens. But it seemed to be looking better today.
What were the discussions like in this Friends of Syria meeting in terms of humanitarian aid to the country?
Well, I think there was a strong feeling by people that, and some people announced they were going to increase the amounts to get there. There was a very strong push for greater access to be able to get things to be found. In the statement that I read from the Secretary General, it emphasized the importance of immediate working to either something along the line of the ICRC or other ways to make sure that we get things to people on the ground now who need it most urgently. And certainly in three or four cities where the bombardments are going on, the people desperately need humanitarian help.
What are the UN's next steps?
We'll see what really comes out of this meeting and concretely over the next few days. I think one thing we'll also see, what happens with Kofi Annan and his mission. We will see what happens with on the humanitarian side with Valerie Amos. But I tend to think that we will see some movement there rather quickly rather than slowly. And we will see what the various member states, the various countries that are represented here, take the next step.
What's your outlook for Syria?
There can only be one outlook for Syria, and that has got to be a government and a situation which the people believe in and feel represents them and feels works well for their interests over the future. Too much blood has been spilled, too many problems are out there now that this can somehow be sort of patched up quickly and go on. It's clear that there's got to be a long-term solution.